Hello and welcome to Tape Talk. My name is Ron Sampson. I'm the Assistant Athletic Director in charge of Sports Medicine and Campus Health for Pacifica Christian High School. Within this role, I have the privilege of being the Head Athletic Trainer for all of our athletic teams. My hope for these episodes is to give you meaningful information that is relevant to the Sports Medicine Department and to your student athlete. As this is the inaugural episode of Tape Talk, I thought I would take a few minutes to go over the athletic registration packets. For incoming freshmen or transfer families, this may be your first time having to complete this packet. For your returning families, you may be asking, man, why do I have to complete this again? Well, the athletic registration packet must be completed annually. Now, this is mandated by CIF, which governs high school athletics within California. In hope of streamlining the process of completing the packet, I utilize a platform called Sportswear Online, or SWOL, that allows the majority of the required forms to be signed and stored electronically. The only form that I must have a hard copy of is the physical completed by a physician. Now, I want to take a moment to go into a little bit more detail regarding the physicals. When you're accessing your student athlete's SWOL account, you have the ability to download a blank copy of the form. If you have any issues downloading the form, please contact me and I can email a blank form to you prior to you going to the doctor. When the physical form has been completed, you can either upload it directly into your student athlete's SWOL account or you can email it back to me. Now, over the years, there have been some common questions that have come up regarding completing a physical or just the physical in general. First of all, the physical is good for one calendar year from the date of the exam. If you need to get a physical completed but cannot get an appointment with your family doctor, there is an alternative. CVS MinuteClinics do perform sports physicals, and it is usually pretty quick and convenient to get an appointment. Now, if your current physical expires during the middle of a sports season, the student athlete can begin that season, but then will need to get a new physical before the old one expires. If the current physical expires, the student athlete will not be eligible to continue participating until the new physical is received. This usually happens when the family has an HMO, maybe like a Kaiser, that only performs physicals on or after the yearly exam date. Now, finally, you may be wondering, when does the athletic registration packet need to be completed? The packet must be completed and turned into me before your student athlete is eligible to participate in their sport of choice. Ideally, I would prefer to have all of the packets completed by June 30th of each year, regardless if your student is participating in a fall, winter, or spring sport. I recommend that you complete this packet this summer to avoid having your kid miss any time with the team. If you have any questions regarding the athletic registration packet or would like to reach out to me directly for more information, please utilize our athletic website, pacificaathletics.org. On there, you can find my contact information in the staff directory, which is located under the Inside Athletics tab. And there's more information regarding the athletic registration packet under the Resources tab. I appreciate you tuning in to the inaugural episode of Tape Talk, and until next time, go Tritons!